Blog Talk Radio.
Red.
Yo.
Yo.
What's up?
Not much, Red. How you doing?
I'm good. I almost had a mishap here.
What happened? You spilled your drink?
Well, no, I ain't spilled my drink.
Okay.
I almost called you instead of the show.
That would have been interesting.
Yeah, it was. Oh, gosh. Oh, there goes the blog. Okay, I got it.
Okay, cool. Ooh. What's going on? What's going on, everybody? It's Big Red Brother B in the house, the menu on Blog Talk Radio. Yeah. Hope everyone is well. Hope everyone had a good weekend. I know it's the starting of the week, but I hope it started off well. And what's good, Red? How you doing?
I'm good. I like I said, almost had a miss. I took me a nap and I almost, you know, woke up. I was in the twilight zone a little bit, but I'm good.
Yeah, you know, sometimes those hard naps, you can do a soft nap and you can do a hard nap. And the hard naps, you get up, you know, you feeling like, oh, man. But sometimes the hard nap be good because you feel like you really got some good sleep and you feel a little energized off of that. See, that good nap that you, that hard nap you just took, you probably going to be up until like 3 o'clock in the morning. Now, That hard nap, yeah, it'd be hard to go back to sleep later. But the little soft naps, you know, they do you good, but it's like, damn, you know, I can use a little more. But
use a little more, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but it is what it is, you know. But, you know, it's all good. Once again, it is the menu with Big Red and Brother B. Blog Talk Radio. Guest phone number is 347-324-3395. 347-324-3395. You know, pardon, you know, for, you know, everyone seemed a little spaced out today. You know, had a, you know, rough weekend. You know, family member in the hospital, you know. So, I'm here, you know, my mind is someplace else, but you know what I'm saying? I'm here. So,
yes,
you know, I'm getting, you know, get my act together, you know, put my shiny shoes on, get my act together, you know, but, yeah, man, all I can say with that is like, you know, we have to do, if you're not doing that, if you're not doing so, we have to start taking better care of ourselves. And even when we do take care of ourselves, we can't take life for granted. Because you can be in tip-top shape and something can still happen. You know, so we can't go around with the attitude thinking things that can't happen because they can. And in some cases, they will. You know, so we really need to cut a lot of the bullshit out. You know, I know we are living in uncertain times. You know, things is crazy for not just you, but other people too. There's a lot of drama across the board. So if you think that it's only your toilet that's stopped up, no, trust and believe. It's somebody else's toilet, sink, bathtub. Shit is, you know, this shit is crazy right now. So, you know, don't for a minute think that, you know, your trouble is worse than someone else's because everybody, you know, reacts differently to different situations. Not everything is the same for everyone. So, you know, just try to keep in mind, man, you're not the only one that lives on this planet. You know?
Okay.
Yeah, you're not the only one. So the people got stuff going on, too. They're about to, I think tomorrow or today, in that whole ban on evictions. And, you know, I mean, there are people out there that lost their jobs and they can't make rent. And you got these programs that will try to help, but, you know, it's going to take paperwork and it's going to take weeks. Meantime, you know, these landlords, you know, are looking for money because at the same time, the bank is looking for the mortgage.
Right, but I know, that's, to me, it's horrible because, you know, once again, it's like, you're looking for money, you're looking for this, you're looking for that, but guess what? If people lost their jobs, if people weren't able to work, you have people that have died from the COVID and that person has been the breadwinner in that family, and guess what? That person, you know, the other person can't work or don't know how to go out and get a job, or it's hard for them to get a job. So how do you expect them to make this rent? How do you expect them to pay for this? How do you expect them to do this?
And you know what? I'm sure the bank is telling the landlord the same thing. And the bank don't care. The businesses don't care. Just get the money. You sign the contract, it's the obligation, get the money. That's why, you know, when you look at it, you know, not to go too far off the topic, but it's just the thing is that there really needs to be some type of checks and balances. What's up, Hot Rod?
Hey, guys, how you doing tonight?
What's up?
All right, sir.
What's up? You know me, I just want to make this quick point that I got to go fight with my kids again, trying to put them to bed. Look, you know, that's going to take me 2 hours to do that. But
of course.
To your point, Brother D, with everything that's going on, that needs to be a topic, Marshall Moore. I ask my friends this all the time, with everything that's going on with the rent, eviction notice, it's showing how much greed is on in this country, because once again, if you own a building, if I own a business and my business is not doing well, how can I pay you the rent money? And at the same time, if you kick me out, with everything that's going on, you're not going to get no business to take over the building. Because everybody's suffering. From big corporations
exactly.
To small businesses, except for Walmart, Amazon, and Target, they're making huge money right now at other supermarkets.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but besides that, it's like, how can I pay you if I'm not making money? You know, no one is certain what's going on right now when you could send our kids back to school or when we could go back to the office. Nobody knows. But this is something that no one ever experienced before. Even back to 1918, this is completely different. This is just more chaotic than ever. And then the loans that you talk about, you have businesses who receive the loans who got greedy and the owners kept the money for themselves and not share with their employees. I heard of hotels that the owners got like $84 million, you know, to help pay the employees, or they kept the money for themselves and shut down the hotel.
Yeah.
And one more thing I'd like to point out. Me and my coworker was in Times Square today. We know how much we hate Times Square with a passion. But 9 o'clock before,
yeah.
To see it empty, but to see it empty as a ghost town, that's very scary, you know. Like to see a few people walk in the street.
Yeah.
It's like something you will never see in Times Square, ever, you know. Without
right.
People spending money, without tourism, the whole world is suffering right now, you know. A lot of businesses today depend on tourism. And when
yep.
People don't travel, they don't need for hotels, restaurants, other services. Like
right.
You said, but it'll be everybody suffering. So that means they're losing their mind, and now we at war with each other. Let me kill brother before, because I'm losing my mind. People are really losing their mind out there. They don't know how to handle themselves. So I believe right now, sorry, brother, there is no checks and balances. We do need, but people don't know what to do because they never experienced this type of thing before.
Yep.
And as great
you got
as
big rent saying one thing.
And we don't have nobody to guide us in the right direction.
Exactly. You know, you got big rent saying one thing. Brother B saying one thing. Carla said another thing. We don't know which direction to go. There's no leadership right now.
But you know what? Maybe that's the problem. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe we need to stop looking at leaders. Maybe we need to stop looking for a leader. Because it's a dependency. it's a dependency that we shouldn't depend on, because it's obvious that no matter whether it's Democrat or Republican, they're failing. All of them are failing. They're failing
the
people that voted them in.
But remember, most of the people in this country or in the world are sheep, and they follow this.
Yep.
Wait till Trump have a good following with a bunch of sheep that don't know better, so they follow this guy. Like Sean Black told me yesterday, we have some common sense. We're not the smartest people in the world, but we have common sense. And you look at Trump's followers, like, really? He pissed me off the other day when everything that's going on in this country, Trump was golfing and throwing hats to his fans, like, you know, here's a hat, go vote for me. And then we go golf while you have Portland, Oregon tearing each other apart, a pandemic, people without jobs, and you're golfing? This is
right,
this is your leader? You know, does that make
of
any
course.
Sense?
Not to you and me, but, you know, to people who support that type of attitude, it makes sense to them. Because you know what, some of
well,
these
like
people... are not suffering to it. They're not.
They're not suffering
because it's like it's not. Oh, it's not happening to me, so I don't care.
It's true, but as you said, as we say this a million times, if Obama did one third of this, he would be gone, assassinated, impeached, whatever.
Right.
Yep.
You
of
know.
Course, because and that's only because of his color. If you had a white man do what he did. If you had, if Obama was white doing whatever he did in office, he would have probably got more help to do whatever he, you know, he implemented. And it wouldn't be such an issue. But, you know, as much as people, I love when people try to say, oh, it's not always about race. Yes, it is. Maybe not in your mind. But someplace else, it's always about race. It's always about the color of things. And that's the sad part, because this is the country of America. It was founded on, it's a whole racial issue. That it's always about color. And it's not going to stop unless the people who, those same people who are screaming, you know, make America great again, just stop with that whole attitude. Like, it's not about you. I mean, right now, we're about to go, I mean, to me, right now, this is the test marketing for martial law, what's going on in Portland, Oregon right now with the protesters and the rioters and the whole thing is that now you're sending the feds in, federal people in, to protect federal property. And they're like, oh, really? Okay, well, we're going to fight even harder.
Mm-hmm.
What I find interesting is the government knew this was going to happen. Maybe that some of the people didn't, but the government knew that this was going to happen, because you can only push people but so far. And
true, right. But to your point.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, to your point, Brother B. And I agree, but at the same time, they say that these are the Democratic states that they want to send the federals over, you know, for law and order, because, you know, Oregon, New York, Chicago are Democrat states. So that after that, it's like payback.
This guy wants to be divisive. You can be divisive all you want to, but you know what? When your ass laying on the floor bleeding, it doesn't matter if you're a Republican or a Democrat. When your ass in a box on a freezer at a funeral home, it don't matter if you're a Democrat or Republican, left ring, right ring, or, you know, riding the whole damn bird. It don't goddamn matter.
Chicken
it doesn't matter.
Chicken wing.
Yeah, chicken wing. It don't matter. It doesn't matter. And see, that's the thing. Everybody jump into these political parties and really think that they're for you. None of them care. It's all a game, and it's all one thing to keep everybody divided. And the sad part is some people know it, but they still play the game anyway.
Well, like I tell you, the world busts sheep. People cannot think for themselves. They need people to do the thinking, the thing they're doing for them. You know?
That's too hard.
Like,
that's too hard, Hot Rod. Eat the steak. We said in the Matrix,
you know
the steak ain't real, but he wanna eat the steak. He never wanted to leave the Matrix. You have people that will eat that steak that they know is not real all day, every day.
Well, yeah,
and those are the people
McDonald's,
you have to
man,
be careful of. Yeah. Those are the people you have to be careful of, because they have no problem with living in the lie. And if you're living in a lie, there's no truth that you can tell them because they won't believe it.
They don't want to hear it. Yeah, they won't believe it. They don't want to hear it.
But they don't want to hear it, but they can't. They don't want to hear it, or they can't handle the truth. They can't handle the truth.
Well,
I think it's more they don't
want
to hear it.
Well, yeah, they don't want to hear it because they can't handle it. Nobody, listen, what's up, K-Dog? Nobody wants to hear it.
What's up, K-Dog?
Hey, happy birthday, brother. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Hey, happy birthday. What a way to celebrate a birthday. And to come on the menu and discuss something that is really going on. What's going on?
I'll be blowing smoke up my ass, man. You better go have a drink.
That's right. I'm about to have a drink. As a matter of fact, I just placed an order for some food to come through, some Caribbean food. But however, oh man, thank you for the birthday wishes. But however, man, listen, we living in some craziness right now with all this stuff going on in Portland, Oregon. And, you know, here you have, and I heard what you guys are saying about people looking towards a leader. And this is the problem that's going on right now in the United States. It's been going on. Here we have a nut in the White House who's sending. No, but you know, I'm telling like it is. You're sending troops to combat protesters. Haven't we seen this before in history? We've seen this before. Even in the Democratic Convention of 1968 in Chicago, when all hell broke loose as anti-war protesters approached the convention center, the police unleashed violence against them. And we've seen this from the march on Selma to Montgomery when the police unleashed violence against the marchers. And go ahead, Hot Rod.
Wait. First of all, before you go in, Hot Rod. What's up, Lady T? Lady T.
What's up, guys? What's up?
Hello.
Lady T.
What's going on?
What's up?
I mean, listen, to your point, my thing is this. Everybody right now is really in their feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say it, white people are very much in their feelings right now because of they feel
their
way of life is being disrupted. So everything else is being disrupted. You know,
it seems like this, like whenever black people take a stand against something, it's always a threat. I'm like, how are we a threat? We're the ones being abused. How is that a threat when we're the ones having to deal with the very same people that are supposed to be protecting us are killing us?
They don't see it that way. You're not supposed to say anything about it. That's how it's supposed to be. We're supposed to be supporting y'all and talking
you know
to
what?
Any way we're supposed to.
Listen, the harshest way and the best way I can say it, nigga, stay in your place. Don't ask for shit unless I offer to give it to you. Don't ask for nothing unless I make a way for you to have it. That's it. Listen,
but as soon
but
as
they'll
we
tell
stand
you
up,
the same.
It seems to be a threat, and it's always been that way. Whenever black people stand up for something, whenever we stand up against the racism, against the injustice, against the oppression, we're the ones being looked upon as the bad people.
We were never supposed to stand up since slavery days.
Exactly.
We were never supposed to stand up. You were being lynched. You were never supposed to stand up for that. You were not supposed
exactly.
to step out of line. We've been stepping out of line, according to them.
Well,
so
for 400 years,
they look at us like a threat.
Exactly.
Okay, so with this
you know,
implementing the Fed into the protest, you're saying that they want to implement the Fed because people are protesting to stop them
well,
from
all right,
protesting?
Well, all right, let me get you on that one. The whole thing with him sending the federal agents. It's to protect federal property. because it's federal process they're destroying. And the federal, they have every right to do so. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to attack public property or whatever, you know, that's on the local, you know, law enforcement. But when it comes to federal, they have every right to send their people in to protect their property. Now, if you really think that it's okay for you to go damage a federal building, no, it's not. I mean, listen, I understand you want to make, because right now, as much as everybody, first of all, a lot of those faces, and I'm going to say a lot of those faces, even with without masks, ain't black. So, you know, shit, when you want to blame Black Lives Matter or blame people for starting it, listen, somebody done took, it's been taken and hijacked. So you got a lot of people that have been home for 4 months and they want to come out and start shit. And they want to feel like their rights are being taken away because somebody told them to put on a mask and everything else. They're bored. So they want to break down statues. Listen, black folk ain't never talk about a statue. We don't care about no goddamn statues.
No.
So let's not get it twisted. Let's not get it confused, because I see a lot of people that post on Facebook and other people that make comments and really seem to think that we're your problem. No, you're your own goddamn problem.
So they sent the feds in for those purposes, right? I remember back in the day, the feds would sit you down and ask you, who do you work for? Why they not trying to figure out who these people work for?
Because they already know.
But that's my point. It kind of defeats the purpose of why are we sending them in there. You guys know who they are that
property.
Are doing this.
No. That's the thing. If they're destroying federal property, they're sending them there to protect it. And since they've been there, there actually more rioters and protesters have come out. So the situation could get even uglier. See, Trump talking about sending federal agents to places that where the violence is spiked.
High crime rate.
Yeah, for crime rate, he could send them in there to do that. My thing is this: if you don't want the problem, don't be it. Nobody. Mm-hmm. You want to protest? You want to riot? Nobody told you to take down a federal building and have this dude come in there and send people in. Like, just don't do it. That's
but they know,
they know who those people are.
Hot Rod, I remember the guy that called our show spoke on that, and he said X, Y, and Z. Do you remember who I'm talking about? And he outed them. He said that's what they do. That's what they're there for. We know this. The government knows this, too, that those specific people are in place. Why aren't they doing something specifically to them?
And why do you think nobody?
It's to cause a distraction.
No.
It's to cause the distraction and have you think, these protests are so bad. We should not be protesting. You want to know something? The protests may die down for now, but guess what? When those court cases start, because I think it was back-to-back killings, they're going to have even more protests than riots. So I'm concerned about when that comes up.
They don't remember OJ to your point. And Michael Jackson.
They don't remember with the Rodney King, and you remember
Rodney King, absolutely.
Yeah.
But what does Chicago and New York have to do with anything like that? You know, why
high crime rate
over here? High crime rate,
High crime rate for Chicago, especially. Sorry to say.
Chicago's a war zone. But is the Feds going to help? Is sending the Feds over there going to help out the situation?
I'm sure the Fed are always over there anyway for the drug busts and stuff. Like, come on.
It's target practice. It's target practice.
Yeah, it's nothing to them for Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Another
way to get
Sorry
rid of Negroes.
Like
another way to get rid of Negroes. Put it in place. So this way, another way we get rid of them
lawfully get rid of them.
So check this out. So I'm this group. And I'm destroying federal property. We're doing this and we're doing that. Then all of a sudden, next thing you know, they're sending in the feds. And when it gets out of control, it's going to get to a point where it's going to be like, yo, we might have to do this martial law thing. We might have to test
it out. That's for those libertarian groups that's doing that. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
they know who's doing it.
It's awful. Of course. Listen, but they allow it to happen. Why do you think no bodies are dropping? Why do you think nobody's, you know, really getting, you know, you probably got some people getting hurt, but nobody's dying.
But like
they know
who
it is.
Said, this is all distraction.
For right now.
Yes,
there has to be a first of all, is more than a distraction. First, it has to be a turning of the table. Like, for everything that happened with George Floyd and all, you know, Breonna Taylor, all the police records, they have to take the heat off of that. And now they have to turn it back onto, this is why we have to treat you people this way, because this is how you're acting, so this is what we have to do. So now it's not our fault that we have to come out there and do this. It's your fault because you started this, and now we have to do that. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They just twist it. They just twist it, and all the time we fall for it. And then you have people that come in and agitate the situation because they know, yeah, you know, I'm going to be a part of that table turning. And they flip it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't see, if you're not black, why are you going around writing Black Lives Matter? I mean,
mm-hmm.
no offense, thank you for your help,
well,
but I don't need
pain.
You destroying something.
They're
I don't need you
pain.
To destroy
it's
something.
Hot. Come on, man.
Yeah.
It's publicity.
I'm just thinking about the lady that did the Black Lives Matter thing when she was throwing the paint or whatever. The cops took their time to handcuff her. They're okay with these things happening.
Of course.
That's what it looks
why,
like.
Why,
I'm okay.
Why?
I'm okay with that.
Them,
what do you mean? Why?
It'll give them.
It'll listen to me. In a couple of months, they'll start saying, you know what? People are vandalizing this, this, and that. We're going to have to paint over those Black Lives Matter. We're going to just have to paint the roads, black and white.
It's
yeah.
Too much attention.
So that they don't keep doing that. That's. I'm telling you guys, you're going to hear this soon. It's no way that they're going to just keep allowing them to vandalize it, and they're going to keep on arresting them for doing it, and then they come back out. I think she came back out, and she did it in Harlem, and then somewhere else, or in Brooklyn again. Like, I don't get it. How does she get to do that again?
Because she's black, and they want to keep it up. Even your own people don't support the narrative. So why are you out there doing it? That's why. It's to be able to say that. Look, she's black and she's destroying it. So what you know what I'm saying? What the hell are you doing? Why
she's black and
doing?
We paid her to destroy it. Come on. Listen.
Yeah,
I'm not believing bullcrap.
With a statement like that, does she bring up to the stereotype? Oh, you know, one of these black people not taking care of each other. You know, one
mm-hmm.
black killing black.
Oh, black.
That,
yeah,
like
yeah.
A metaphor.
She brought all of that.
Isn't that a metaphor?
She said all
that?
Of that.
I'm not saying
well,
we are doing it. You know, of course, Asian kill Asians, white kill whites. But you know, people go on that.
But you don't hear about that. They all just
right
say
doing.
Black on black.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about black on black, and that's the sad part about it.
Because black on black crime is more marketable. Come on.
Yeah.
We're the villains. Look at how we're destroying. We can't even build each other up. We're like savages to each other. They love that narrative. It's really, really disgusting.
No, they love to see us bring each other down.
True, but
Lacey,
why is it always take that one to represent the 100?
Why not?
It's easy breezy.
It's just like if I didn't like, I don't know, Brother B on the panel, I would tell Hot Rod something about Brother B. Hot Rod might believe me. It sounds enticing what I'm telling you. Get what I'm saying? People do that to these same people's characters. They've been doing that to us.
True.
And some of the stereotypes we play up to, which is really, really sad.
Movies, entertainment, some of these football players, NFL, NBA players. Come on.
Listen, you go to certain parts of the hood, the stereotypes are there. What can you do about it? They don't feel like they can escape from it. Let's be realistic with it.
You have to
right.
argue against that.
Mm-hmm. And once again, as soon as they're ready to drop a hammer, and people are like, well, no, you're going to have to stay in your homes. This is going to have to happen. Martial law. Or they'll call it something else. They won't call it martial law. They'll call it something else. They'll sneak a new name in. You know, because first of all, in order for you to feel safe, I have to convince you or make you believe that you're in danger. Just like
mm-hmm.
that couple that was standing out there with the guns in their hand and all this and that.
Mm-hmm.
See, somebody right there, somebody like a Carlson Tucker or one of these assholes from Fox, They'll stand there and say, this is why we're going to need martial law. This is why we need the federal agents there. This is why we need these people out there, because these people had to, and God bless America, these people had to stand out there with their guns and protect their home from a mob of angry Black Lives Matter. Now, wait a minute. It could have been a mob of anybody, but it just had to be a mob of Black Lives Matter people rushing in the gates, and they felt threatened, so they had to do what they had to do. It's all about the spin. It's all about the spin.
It's interesting. Right, would it have been different if that was a Black family that had did that same thing? Because we do have the right to bear arms. Yeah, they would have. We know
that. Listen.
Or even more, even when the Black militants showed up, they looked at them like they were threatened. Like, oh my goodness, these Black people are coming here with guns. Oh my goodness. I'm like, but weren't you guys out here with guns? How come nobody said anything to you?
Because the Constitution, doesn't apply to your Black ass.
Oh no, it never did.
This is the thing that irks me. When it comes down to the reality of things, we seem to think that we're afforded the same freedoms and not. So stop trying to act like you can just do these things and there isn't going to be a repercussion. Like somebody is not going to check you on the fact that what we are here for and what we stand for are not what you stand for, because it was never meant for you to stand.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about you.
Well,
that's why, I just find it interesting. When people support certain things, and people talk about America like it's the best. Listen, the only reason why it's the best place is because you're allowed to run wild to a degree. That's why it's the best place.
So,
because you're able to come over here, you can talk shit, and you can do whatever you want to do. That's what it is. You can talk against your government, and because in some countries you talk against your government, you probably get your... They'll find you in the
ditch. Oh, yeah, you get your
hand cut off. You get your hand cut off.
Exactly.
But here you can do all of that. You can find a cheeseburger 2 o'clock in the morning and fries with a pickle on the side. You know what I'm saying? You can find sex. You can find drugs. You find anything you want. Sex, drugs, rock and roll. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. 365 days a year. You can find anything you want at any given time. That's what makes America great, because you can basically do what the hell you want to do, like a lot of people are just doing right now. Just like I saw a video earlier where some guy was driving and he saw this kid on a bike and he started asking him questions: where you live, what are you doing? Says, listen, if that was my son, I'd come out there and I'd rip every tire off the car and beat you the fuck with it. Are you serious? To just stop someone? But now people feel emboldened to just stop somebody or detain someone.
And that's dangerous.
Of course it's dangerous. It's dangerous for the person that does it. And it's dangerous for the person, you know what I'm saying, that's going through it.
Well, like Cato goes, hey, Trump gave them the power. Trump gave them the idea.
Trump just opened the door. He unlocked it and pushed it open a little, and they just came through with it.
Oh yeah,
because they've been like that.
Let my people go.
He said make America great. Did he not? What did y'all think he meant when he said make America great? And he put on a red hat. I knew what he meant.
Make America white again.
He did that to get his vote.
Yeah.
Of course, he knows.
We must get our country back.
He's a businessman. Business people know what it does, what it takes to get people into their business or get people to come to their business. So he's going to say whatever it is he's going to say to make his business work.
Scary, all of this is going on, people might just settle and say, you know what, he got it under control, let's just vote him in another 4 years.
That's my biggest question.
Oh my goodness.
You want to know how? Because you're going to have people who wasn't voting before that will still not go out there and vote anyway, or register to vote at least this time around.
That's their fault, then.
That's their fault, too, so they can't complain.
And
you're going to have people I've seen people talk about the primaries, and they didn't even go out to vote for the primaries, but they're so, you know, for this election term. So I see this election term looks real, real lax and really messed up, mail-in votings and this and that. Everything seems chaotic. Everything is chaotic.
Absolutely. That's why with the Rona, they knew what they was doing, just like you said, the mail-in voting. At the end of the day, I got one of those, and they want you to mark down COVID is the reason why you can't come in to do the voting or whatever. Like, come on, are you kidding me?
And then they'll probably have you come in, hey, COVID, come in, do the COVID test.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so no
come knocking mm-hmm. on my door. With no damn Q-tip in your head, you say, get the hell away from my damn door.
No worries. Sooner or later, by November, we'll be able to vote by text. You go test your vote, then. That's going to be the next part.
Yeah, right.
I guarantee you.
No, don't be. That wouldn't be a shock.
Like American Idol.
Yes, I'll vote like American Idol. My goodness.
Like they used to do on American Idol. Text your voting.
I'm not going to lie. I gave up. On the voting system with Bush and Gore, because I know Bush stole that. I mean, it's always been tainted, but it was just obvious, you know, with that whole situation. It was ridiculous, but you know, I can see in November. It being a thing of where a lot of people, you know, as we approach November, the question is, will Biden be able to come in and handle everything that's going on compared to the dude that's already been in here and the ship is sinking? Could the ship sink more if Biden comes in here and does nothing? Because
I think he'll
be able to
give more hope versus this hate. We've been dealing with a lot of hate since this guy's been in office.
Lady T, you're a teacher. I know you teach the younger children, but I know you're very much familiar with the educational system, and I know you're very much familiar, as well as K-Dog, as well as I, and as well as Red. This country was founded on hate.
Exactly.
So it's ingrained. It hate is how it thrives. If hate no longer existed in this country, a lot of people wouldn't even know what to do with themselves. Did you notice how
scary
said,
for
once again?
Yeah, that's what's scary for this election.
Isn't it scary that they were able to send in federal agents and more people came out to protest?
Mm-hmm.
So what does that say? So all right, you send more, we send some, we send more. You send more, we protest more. It's a sad exchange. But once again, this is what this country was founded on. This is the part of making America great again. It was born in chaos. From once you for how you start is how you will end. This is nothing different. This is their history. The same way this jackass, what's his last name, Cotton, whatever, the senator, doesn't want the curriculum of 1619 to be taught in school, so they don't want to teach kids about slavery. Why? Because you don't want to bring up your dirty past, your dirty laundry anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, it's a part of America. This is what it is. Don't, you know, get out
right.
your feelings, man.
Exactly.
My whole thing is, we as a species of humanity, we need to like get our shit together, because there are other people that are thinking way beyond of what we're supposed to be, and this is why they have no problem with committing acts of violence. They have no problem with putting people in prison or arresting people, doing all this type of stuff. They have no problem with it because it's the norm to them. It's the regular. It's what they feel needs to be done to keep control. So if you're spazzing out in Portland, Oregon, they got you. So if you're going to start spazzing, you're going to keep spazzing out in Florida. Because, you know, I mean, in Chicago, because, you know what, I'm not really hearing too much about Chicago right now. Like, But like a couple of weeks ago, it was like every weekend, it was like 50, 60, 70 people dying in a weekend. Like
mm-hmm.
I said, I'm still surprised that there are black people in Chicago with all the killing that's supposedly going on.
Which that's considered the norm to them. And that's so sad
to say
it like that. It's considered the norm, those numbers when the summertime hits.
Yeah.
That's the norm for them. It's really,
really
sad, man.
It is sad. But it's sad that we continue to feed in to the propaganda and we continue to feed into the violence. And even the stuff that's going on over here, I mean, listen, people can say what they want. You had about 3.5 to 4 months. No one was in these streets. Crime was low. No one was out here. But no one wants to think about that. I remember the elders used to say, you know what I'm saying, they always see what you do, but never see what you know, they always see what you don't do. They never see what you don't do, but I forgot how to say it. I'm lost now.
They never see what you don't do, but don't see what you do.
So no one saw the 4 months of no crime or low crime or low numbers, this, that, and third, because no one's in the streets. Everybody's tired now, so they out. And the criminals out. Even crime was taking a break. Now crime is back in full effect. Everybody out here with bad intentions, they're out here doing what they're doing. I didn't even see, I was out here working, I didn't even see homeless people on the street like that. And that was the most strangest thing. Like, where the homeless people go? They went underground.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, damn. Like, they even, some of them, they had a place to go. So it's like, yo, what do you think is going to happen once the outside opened up?
Right, exactly.
So it's giving way, you know. Yeah, so now everybody feels that, you know, oh, well, I'm being forced. Well, you got people fighting over wearing masks.
But you notice who's really making a big deal over the mask. It ain't us that's doing that. It's the Karens and Harolds and whatever.
Oh,
and
hell
the,
yeah.
It's just.
Like one time I even heard it myself. I said, listen, they get mad for masks only, but how come nobody got mad when it was whites only, but now it's a problem?
Exactly.
And the mask is just a suggestion. It's not proven X, Y, and Z because the coronavirus can sit on your mask. You do know that.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Of course.
Right.
So all this, oh, why are you not wearing your mask? Okay, I'm not in a store yet. I could have my mask off. I need to breathe.
Right.
But you know what? But once again, ignorance reigns supreme.
Mm-hmm.
And this is very much what we're seeing right now. Ignorance is because my thing is I'm still wondering. I'm trying to figure out. Maybe someone could help me. Maybe one of y'all could help me. I'm trying to figure out what the hell are they protesting for in Oregon? What are they? Of all places, Oregon, Oregon. What are they? Yeah, what are they protesting for? What?
They didn't
is this for chicken sandwich?
No, Black Rights.
Like,
everybody wants to be on a Black Rights bandwagon.
Oh, they're still fighting for Black Lives Matter.
So
and that's another
Black
thing with them. With
okay.
Yeah, they always going to be fighting for that police brutality. That's what's going on right now. It's going to get even heavier when the cases start. But back to the mask, real quick. Another thing with the protests. Okay, you're not even 6 feet away from each other. You do have the mask. Isn't this a skin to surface to skin contact on top of that?
Mm-hmm.
So you could be wearing your mask and protecting yourself. My arms are out. I got my tank tops and boobies might be out too. I don't know. The coronavirus might jump in there.
Right. Exactly. So it's
but,
like,
you know,
they're not thinking about that. Like, you protesting, but you're not thinking about the six, you know, you say that 6 feet. Everybody's on top of each other. People wearing masks, not wearing masks. You got to pull it down and run your mouth, you know, talk,
breathing
whatever. You're
oh, my
voice.
Goodness.
Like, I mean.
It's like the reality of it. 100% the mask is not going to protect you. And is that there for false protection? I'm starting to wonder. I don't know.
Well, I was listening to, I don't usually listen to the radio, but now they're telling people, oh, go get tested for the virus anyway, even if you don't have symptoms. What the hell kind of bullshit?
I don't know
is
what's on that swab.
Now?
I'll pass. I'll pass. I don't know what's on that swab.
Are you really kidding
me?
Oh,
my goodness. It's getting crazy and crazy about
a suggesting people go out here and go get the damn test. You know damn well they're going to test you, and that's the first they're going to tell you you got COVID. Even if you don't have symptoms, they're going to tell you you got it anyway.
They need numbers. They need numbers right now.
Exactly.
They
absolutely
need numbers and
guinea pigs
for the vaccine.
Well,
they need to keep the fear.
They need to keep the fear going.
That's how they win
because
by fear. You're gonna you scare everybody. People are gonna be running like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, listen, K-Dawg, if the numbers are down, what's the reason for me to make a vaccine?
Mm-hmm.
If the numbers are down, why should I make a vaccine? If the numbers are down, do we need a vaccine? But if the numbers are up, people are gonna want to demand a vaccine.
It's all come down to the money.
It's supply. Yeah, it's supply and demand. As long as we create a demand, we'll come up with a supply.
Mm-hmm.
Like, listen,
you gotta be concerned about the side effects of the vaccine.
Well, of course not. Of course not. Right. Because you know what, we need to be concerned about the side effects of what's going on in Oregon. And what could possibly transpire any place else at any given time? Because the vaccine one is going to distract the other. Because today, if it isn't COVID, tomorrow is Oregon. If tomorrow is not Oregon, the next day after that is Chicago. And if it's not Chicago, then it's going to be something going on in New York. And if it ain't something in New York, it's going to be something going on someplace else, a UFO landing or something like that.
Listen, I'd rather ask that.
Help us all.
Yeah, I mean, it's sad, but once again, this is the making America great again. Listen, it's simple. All you have to do is just sit back and see it for what it is. But, intelligent people do. People, with some smarts do, but most people who choose to live in ignorance and eat that steak, you're not going to see it for what it is. And those are the people that are going to give you a problem at every turn. Those are the people that are still screaming Black Lives Matter in Portland, Oregon, and tearing up a building has nothing to do. It's not going to get your point across.
Right.
Setting a fire or burning something or breaking something is not going to get your point across. It's not. Right now, to me, it's beyond the protest. It's time to start getting at some legislation. It's time to start putting some letters and some paperwork.
Now, since they're so smart, why they don't think about doing that instead of what they're doing?
Because some of those protesters are not even registered voters. Let's be realistic.
Yeah, they're not registered voters, or some of them, they just have to be off the grid. They have to be off the grid. We got the fire going on. Oh. K-Dawg burning something in the kitchen. K-Dawg burning something in the kitchen. Yeah,
all right, you're not a registered voter, but what does that have to do with you getting into your community and trying to fix things instead of doing protesting and all that other stuff? So why don't you go into your community and try to see if you can speak to maybe like a congressman or somebody that's in your community that can get something done?
I would think that would be the first thing you do
some of them don't even know who their local politicians are.
Yeah, some of them are not really involved. You also have some of them that just go to the rallies and protests for photo ops to say, hey, I was here. Let's be for real. It starts in your community before you go out and protest. You would think so, Red, what you just said.
Mm-hmm. Right, I think that would be a smart way to do it.
Well, you know what? But once again, I'm to sit back. All right. We have these so-called leaders.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing is getting accomplished. Nothing positive is getting accomplished. Out of all these years, listen.
Which leaders? Senators, congressmen, or who? Because there's a chain of command. So who?
Well, listen, throughout the whole damn length, right now, what's getting done? We just lost Mr. Lewis. We just lost even the brother of Medgar Evers. You know, we lost a couple other people this week. It's been a bad week.
A few congressmen who can pass these laws, but things are being set on the Senate table still. Isn't his voting bill, John Lewis's voting bill, still sitting there? And
yeah,
they want to rename
it.
They're taking, you know, they're doing the whole distraction. Let's rename it. But it's sitting there. How about we pass it first, and then we could rename it after? You get my point
because,
that I'm making?
Of course I get it, but Lady T, as far as I see it, listen, it's all about creating a job for someone. And a very 200,000 to 300,000, maybe $500,000 a year job for someone for just pushing paper. We vote these people in to do what? They're not doing anything. They're not helping out. Nothing is really being accomplished. Most of our civil rights leaders are gone. The days of, to me, of effective change are gone. Unless it has something to do with gay rights or rights for animals, ain't shit changing. Nothing is changing. It is what it is. They may throw you a little bone, give you a little, you know, say, oh, we'll enact this little Karen law, or we'll do this and do that. But that's nothing. Nothing.
And did you see how
happen.
The Karen law is spelled? Caren, like Karen. Not even Karen, right?
Of course. Come on now. They ain't stupid.
They don't really
they
care about that. Well, I don't care about that. But okay.
They don't care. Listen, they don't care about nothing because you know what? They're getting paid. They got their wives, their mistresses. They're taking care of their kids. The kids are in school. Listen, they're teaching their children the game. Yeah, you go to school for 4 years. Trust me, you come out, you'll have a job. You come into politics, don't worry, you'll be good. All you have to do is just play the game. The rest of us are the pawns. You know how many people I see arguing about all this political shit? It doesn't matter. Everybody, these people over in Portland, you know what I'm saying? You're giving them a reason to send these people out there to tear gas you and do all this other shit. You're giving them a reason. There's no purpose anymore. Right now, it's a straight act of defiance. You're not doing anything American. Because to a point, you're going to have somebody that's sitting there saying, I think America is too free. We need to clamp down on some of this shit and have these people stop thinking that it's okay to do this. We got to make an example out of some people. And you give him another 4 years, that's exactly what he's going to do. He's going to start making an example out of people.
Yeah. Well, he already signed his net.
Well, so what do you do? What do you do in the meantime? Are people going to go to the polls, vote him out? What's going to happen? People don't even know what they're going to be doing. Everybody's moving so chaotic.
Well, you know what?
Corona, that's why.
Make yourself feel good. And I'm if it comes across sarcastic, I'm sorry, but make yourself feel good. Go vote and make it feel like I did something or we did something. I made a difference. And that's that, because at the start, middle, or the end of the day, they got everybody right where they want them. It's just depending on, you know, what's the next plan, what's the next phase. Because whether it's Biden or whether it's Trump, hope, I don't know about hope right now. I would love to have it, but these so-called leaders, what direction are we being led in besides chaos? Where are we going? Now all of a sudden right. You got Latino, you people are trying to spin this, you know, Latino versus Black thing, you know, and, you know, it's so fucking crazy. It's like, you know,
why it was never a Latino versus Black thing.
Huh?
It's really sad.
Well, you know what? Because there has to always remain an enemy. Remember, I don't know if you ever watched the Western. Well, years ago, like my father used to get me into the Westerns. I remember me and K-Dog had this conversation about the Westerns. And there always has to be an enemy. John Wayne, or anybody else, or Clint Eastwood always has to have enemies. So it's either a Mexican or it's either an Indian.
Exactly.
The Indians were the savages. The Mexicans were criminals. They always had to have some type of enemy. America cannot be America without an enemy. White people or other people can't be aggressive without an enemy. And then you have a lot of Hispanics, a lot of Latino people who do not feel that they are a part of a minority. They feel that they are white. And they
right.
go with that. And if that's on you, God bless you. But in the grand scheme of things, hey, you've helped them make up their numbers, but in the long run, you're not one of them. And they will let you know. But once again, there has to be an enemy. There has to be somebody that the narrative has to be switched so we can jump on something else. So now we can start fighting each other. Just like the Jews tried to kick up some shit with Nick Cannon. Stop it. Because you see how quickly that went away, right? Because I think a few people realized, like, yo, he didn't say anything, so what are you trying to start?
You seen how quick that went up when they brought up that news clipping from 10 years ago?
Oh, of course.
And you know which news clipping I'm talking about. Yep, don't even say it.
I was going to say, he said it. The rabbi said it. Black people are monkeys. And, and that's when all of a sudden, they was like, oh, everything got quiet. Started hearing crickets. You know, I just, my whole thing is, you know, we have these conversations, we have these discussions, and it's good to, you know, to get them off your chest and air them out. But there, no matter what, there's always going to be someone that's just not going to hear it. There's always going to be someone that just wants to blame you. There's always going to be someone or a group of people out there that just feels like you're disturbing our life, you're disturbing the world, just get out of here. And everything is being seen for what it is right now. So moving forward, 2021 will be here soon. What do we do? Or is this like the preview for 2021? Because who knows what the hell is next? I mean, the sad part is, like I said, when they start throwing out the word martial law, listen, it's a possibility. Because now they can even take COVID and be like, oh, we're going to have to declare martial law because you people are not listening. See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They boost up the numbers. You people are not listening. Oh, you have to take the vaccine in order to keep working. Or we can't hire you back. Or your kid has to take the vaccine, the mandatory vaccine for them to go to school. And, oh, wait a minute, if you keep your kid out of school.
Didn't they do that with the flu and it started having like a spike of autism and stuff like ten years ago when that first happened with that vaccine? It's really sad.
Wait, but speaking of that, do y'all know that they're gonna make parents supposedly make parents sign like death waivers before the children.
Oh yeah, I read about that. Yeah,
parents need to just know their rights. Yeah, their parents need to know their rights. So.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Well, listen, we got about 30 seconds left. Anybody got any 60 seconds left? Any parting shots, Lady T?
None at all. I already said everything, and I'm losing hope myself, so I don't know.
Yeah, that's not cool, and I feel you. K-Dog?
Well, I got to say is peace and just be safe.
I got you.
Keep your eyes open.
Yeah, that's about all we can do. We just hope that this, you know, turns out for the better. Like I said, in November, let's see what happens when November comes. Let's see all those people that complaining. Let's see if they're going to get out there and do the voting.
Exactly. Get out there and vote. Don't sit there and complain about something. Don't sit there and complain. Do something.
You know, all I can say is know the difference between woke and consciousness. And when you do know the difference or you find out the difference, raise your conscious level. And on that note, another one in the can. Lady T, Hot Rod, K Dog, happy birthday. Enjoy your evening.
Hey, man, thanks.
And
man.
Big Red. Everybody stay blessed. Be safe out there. And may the force be with you.
Peace. All right.
All right. Good night, y'all.
Until next week.
Later, guys.
Later.
Later, y'all.
All right. Good night.